Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Are we on verse 124 or 125?
Well, I have a few notes by 124, so we must have done 124.
That's what I thought. Okay. I believe there's somebody else on as well.
I hope so.
It's Martha.
Hello?
Yes, good evening all. So we're in Parashat Noach from the Zohar, section 16, and we're starting with verse 125. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Shabarichu Ishkin Tebidhi L'Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe B'Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Am Adonai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kononeihu Vehe kalin lavinun, nehorin velavinun, ruchin velavinun, nishmatin velaitman dekaima, veho, reuta dekoltesha, nehorin dekaime, kaho bemachashava, Dehu chad minehu, v'chush pana kalho, l'mirda bat reitahu, v'shata dekame, v'macha shava v'la bit dabakam, v'la it yehdahu, Vayilein la kaime la biruta vela b'machashava ila atasin vavela tasin vayilein kaime kol razadim hem nuta v'kolinun nechorin Me raza de machashava ila akol ho ikhrun ein sof ad haka maton nechorin vila maton vila itz yedau lavata de uta vila machashava These chambers are not lights, as are the nine lights of Arichan Din in their original location. And they are neither ruchot nor neshamot, and nobody can understand what they are, because the light of the En Sof, blessed be he, shines upon the unknown head. The nine chambers therein are as the En Sof, which no mind can grasp. As shall be explained. The desire of all nine lights of the three heads of Arichan Din, which can be grasped by thought, namely in their location in Arichan Din, which is called thought, that is also considered one of them. The desire of all is to pursue the nine chambers in which they are located within the unknown head. While the nine lights are located in thought, which is Arichan Din. Nevertheless, the chambers are not attained and not known to the nine lights, because they are not established as either an aspect of desire or an aspect of supernal thought, which is Arichan Din. They grasp it, yet do not grasp. All the secrets of faith are present in and based on these nine chambers, and all of these lights come from the secret of supernal thought, which is Arichan Din, and all of the nine chambers originate from it. And all are called En Sof, because the lights reach and do not reach this point, and are unknown. There is no desire nor thought at this point. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, two phrases come to my mind. Excuse me. Unknown head, concealed, and yet the potential, even though it's unknown to us, the potential of everything is there.
The potential is where? Is what?
It's within this frame of Keter.
Okay. Well, we learned earlier that we have our Rikon pin, which is a part two, meaning it has 10 levels. And those levels consist of 9 plus 1. And what it's saying is that those 9 are not vessels, and they're not light. So we don't really know what they are, because they are up. From the standpoint of light, they represent En Sof. And En Sof has 9 lights, with the 10th being Keter. The 10th being the world of Adam Kadmon. So, and what this verse is essentially saying is we have in the Keter, we have these 3 levels called unknown head, head of the air, and Arikan Pin. But Arikan Pin is a part two. So what it's trying to explain is how these 9 levels of Arikan Pin come into being. They come into being through binding by striking between the light and the vessel. But in the unknown head, there is no vessel. So it represents the lights. And in the head of the air, it is considered a vessel, but its relationship, it's looking up to the unknown head. It's trying to connect to the unknown head, but there's this veil, this curtain. And so the vessels can't see the light, and conversely, the lights can't look down on the vessels. So these levels are separated, but they're not separated. And we don't understand this paradox. And that's what this verse is trying to tell us in very many words. It's not a simple way of understanding things. Any questions or comments?
Deep. It's very deep.
It is very deep. It's coming from the level of Torah, the level of Zohar, called the Yidro Rabbah. It's coming from the... Go ahead.
for me, I think I'd have to make me a diagram, you know, to get it into perspective.
Yes. But what part of that diagram is the unknown head, and we're told we can't go there. Which it's just not something we can understand. So making the diagram, you really leave a place open and just call it the unknown head. But always remember, the Keter is above the head. It's mm-hmm. outside of the head. And so this is where the confusion lies. Verse 126. Ka nahir machashava vila yityada mi ma denacher yidein itlabesh viyaskin go bina v'nacher v'man din her v'ayel dabeda ad itkalilu kol ho kachada. When thoughts shine from an unknown source, namely from the brain of air, it is enclosed and covered by Bina. It shines upon whom it shines, and they enter each other until they are as one. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Now, this isn't Bina of Zeron Pin. This, we're still in Keter, right?
We're still in Keter, yes. This is Bina of Keter. It's actually Bina of Arikan Pin.
Okay.
The brain of air is the central column. The brain of air is the beginning of thought. The brain of air is looking up at the unknown head. But what is encircling, what is covering, what is a tube around this brain of air is Bina. Bina of Keter.
What does it mean when it says it shines upon whom it shines? Is it talking about the part soup, a recon pin, within Keter, or is it moving to another space?
Remember, Bina means understanding.
I know. Mm-hmm.
So, Bina is shining down, but it's really shining up. Bina's receiving the light from the brain of air.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay, it's
yeah,
outside of the brain of air.
By you saying it's going up rather than coming down, that cleared some confusion for me.
Yes, it's going up rather than going down, and that's why it says it shines upon whom it shines, because it can't really shine up. There's no desire for it to be drawn upwards. There's no desire in the brain of air. So it shines, okay. Meaning the received light, and then it shines where it shines. It tries to shine upward, but it can't. So tries to shine downwards, but it's not really there either. So it tries to shine on the Chachma, which is always in unity with it.
Hello?
Yes, Malka, how are you?
Good, I'm sorry. I promise it's my phone. Is that like Tohu that it's trying to shine up, but there's no place to shine? So is that the broken vessels from the endless world that we're speaking of?
Yes, there is no vessel for it to shine upon.
So is it the...
It's trying to describe light, but it can't describe it as light because there's no vessel for it to fulfill.
So that's the broken vessels. The broken vessels that that the sparks or what would you call it?
The broken vessels that the sparks rain down on the into the physical world, and that we have the job of elevating them back.
Right. But, so that's kind of my thought pattern.
But it's not really a broken vessel yet, because the nine vessels are in unity. Since they're not shining their light below, there's nothing broken.
Okay, so what's the veil that's stopping it? For it
being
to shine up?
The curtain is stopping it from shining upwards. The curtain is stopping it from becoming a vessel.
So it's just vast darkness?
Darkness implies a vessel. It's not a vessel. It's just vast light. But there's nothing for it to be light of. It's not light because there's nothing to shine on it. There's no vessel for it to shine into. There's no vessel for it to fill because the vessel has no desire. And without desire, there's no place for the light to be drawn.
I
know it's very confusing.
From the word potential that I said at the beginning, it was like it's there, but it's not there.
Is a ghost a human being?
No.
It's not. Was it once a human being?
Yes.
Let's assume it was. But it went up. The ghost went out of the body. It went up. The ghost is trying to shine. It's trying to find a body to fulfill. But there are no bodies to fulfill it. So is a ghost potential? Yes, it's a soul that is potentially able to come down into the physical world in a body. But it doesn't, because it's looking to go up. It's looking to shine up. It's looking to fulfill vessels that are higher than it. So it is the potential of that fulfillment. But there's no vessel. So it's almost like saying there is a candle that has a light up that is shining. But there is a cup that as soon as the light shines, the cup puts the light out. Because the cup that puts out a light isn't a vessel, is it? It's an upside-down vessel. It causes the light to go out because it keeps the air away from it. Should I go on?
I think so.
Yes.
Verse 127. Uzra za de karbana tad salik. Kola itka shar da bida, na he da bida kidain kaime, kal ho bisliku, le mahashava itatar, payain sof ahu nehiru, eit neher mineya. Mahashava ila a ikre en so umine ya ishtakah the kaima the naher leman dinaher the alda kolaka en zaka a ula kahon Gitzad kiyayo bi'alma deinu va'alma di'ate. Returning to the secret of the sacrifice, when it rises on the altar, all are enmeshed within one another, and they shine one upon the other. Now all the grades are in a state of rising, and when it ascends to the unknown head, which is thought, which is Arikantin, it is crowned by the En Sof, and from the En Sof comes Arikantin. It is established and shines upon whom it shines. All is based upon this, on the drawing of the light of En Sof by Arikantin to the worlds. As has been explained, happy are the righteous who rise up the female waters and unify the aforementioned exalted combinations in this world and in the world that is coming, as they inherit both worlds. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, we've got a sacrifice, and we've on the altar, and we've got female waters, which would be for Malkuth. Are we still in Ketchup? Okay, so it seems like those two things now are going to cause some movement, I guess.
What is the desire of female waters? It's to rise up. It's trying to go get back to the En Sof. It's trying to ascend to the unknown head, which is just below the En Sof. And that... in that process of trying to rise to the endless world, everything becomes unified. Is it making any sense?
Yes.
So the answer is, of course it's not racist. But, it's not making any sense.
Well, but you see a picture. I mean,
yes. You do see a picture.
And you start to see movement. You know.
Correct.
And something had to happen for the change to potential to the beginning of action.
And what is that change? It's the female waters. It's the desire to rise to a higher level.
I have a question.
That's the meaning. Go ahead, Maka.
So is Keter, Atma, and Bhima also trying to rise to the in soul, just as Malkut is trying to rise into Zeron 10? They also, the
yes.
head, is also trying to elevate their vessels to the endless
yes.
in soul. Okay.
Yes. Everything is trying to rise. And if it succeeds, it unifies. And it transforms from potential to actual. Whatever actual looks like at the level of Bhima.
And when it does, is then dot in place or shining?
No, at this level, the dot is immaterial. Dot is not really a consciousness. At this level, it's dot is the in essence, dot is the veil, dot is the curtain, but it's not clear how that comes into being.
My thought was if it's unknown and I don't know what word to say. I know it's not invisible, but whatever the word is, that
protection.
The female bodies would have drawn it down, but you never see Keter's. And when Keter moves down, it then becomes thought. That's basically why I saw, I felt that maybe that was the way to express it.
Well, you're describing what is correct, but Keter doesn't move down to Dot, it moves to Bhima, or it moves to Chokhmah.
I guess
let's contemplate.
Everything.
Go ahead.
It sounds like that everything is trying to get back to in the beginning, to the actual true state of the endless world. Yes, the actual true state of the endless world, the actual in the beginning, the true in the beginning.
Correct, the true
All
beginning.
That is true, yes. Right.
So you have some more homework to contemplate. Go ahead. I don't mean to cut you off.
That's even, Adam's beginning. That vessel is also trying to get back, just like he was trying to get back in the Garden of Eden.
Correct.
that they want back in. Everything wants back in to the true vessel, to the one vessel that was shattered.
Correct.
And I never really thought along those lines as far as Hochma, Bina, Keter of Hochman, I mean Hochma and Keter of Bina still striving to get into the true one vessel of Keter, the end soul, the end world. I never thought of it along that line. I thought of it as being unified, and that they did not have to do actions to get there, to continue the process.
There is not two actions. There is a process that the unknown head is creating these vessels. But we don't see how that comes into being.
That's because we're not, we haven't done our tikkun. We won't see unless our tikkun is completed. And then at that point, once it's completed, I feel like that there's still more tikkun to correct to get to the true vessel. Because
correct.
The Hochma and Bina is still striving to shine light upward, and we complete all of our tikkun, and we get to that elevation, then there's more to be, more light to be revealed, to correct.
Correct. There's more light to be revealed. There's more sparks to be elevated. And it takes actions below to make that happen above.
Right. And maybe my thoughts is maybe why the light is blocked to the endless world from the catchers of Hochma and Bina is because that tikkun has not actually been completed. So it can't elevate
until
whatever happens, whatever that may be. I have absolutely no idea at that point as to, you would think that everything's unified. and it is, but there's more energy, there's more correction.
Yes.
Wow, just opened up a new world for me anyway. endless world.
Correct. So we have much to contemplate in these three verses.
And which parsuit are we in? This is
section 16. We did pasuks 125, 126, and 127. And tomorrow we'll look at 128. Go ahead.
Did you have a class at midnight or 2 in the morning last night?
Last night, yes.
Or what time? Was it 2 o'clock Western time? West Coast?
It was 2 o'clock your time.
Okay. I misunderstood. And I I was thinking it was midnight, but and I got on at midnight, and it, I'm like, okay, evidently I misunderstood. Maybe it's noon today, and so and 2 o'clock. So I just misread it.
Okay. Well, it wasn't anything to read. I announced it, and you didn't hear that I'd said midnight at Pacific time. So I'm sorry for that.
No, it wasn't you. My phone kept dropping the call last night. I had like 6 times I had to try to get on, and I did. I think I just missed, in between all that, I missed it.
Understand. But there is a recording if you want to listen to it.
There is? Okay.
Yeah, it's called Time for Miracles.
So if we did not... with your conference at 2, I know there's a short window of like, 9 minutes to really be connected to the ninth of the ninth of the ninth of the night.
Yes, but we did that, and you were part of the consciousness and the unity of all, even if you weren't there. So you have connected to it. It's just in potential. And if you listen to the recording, you'll bring it into the actual.
Okay.
That's what a community is all about.
I was really sad that I missed it, and I thought, okay. Then it was probably at 2 in the morning, and I did get online. I tried 2 or 3 times. I'm like, okay, well, I must misunderstood. So I set my alarm for noon today, and I'm like, for 2 today. And I'm like, okay, I really did not understand it, or I missed it with all the drop calls. And that's what happened.
That's what happened. So listen to the recording, and you'll get a sense of it. You'll get the energy. Tonight's class will continue with Rabbi Ashlag's essays. That's at 7 o'clock West Coast time. So I bid you all good night. Shalom.
Good night. Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hanok. Shalom.
Shalom.